Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the prophetic experience, where the word of the Lord comes alive, with nationally known prophet Laron Matthews. Prophet Matthews has prophesied to Kurt Franklin, Ty Trabert, Bishop Rance Allen, many world leaders, just to name a few, and he welcomes the international world and families to his ministry. He recognized the pains, hurts, disappointment, and needs of the people through love, faith, prayer, and communication. God has anointed Prophet Matthews to be able to meet the challenges of a generation and people searching for an authentic message that reaches a pressure-filled life with the strength of God's love for them. Sit back, relax, and enjoy the service. God bless you.
Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Yes, Lord, we're going to treat everybody right. Hallelujah to the Lamb of God. Good morning, Heavenly Father. Welcome, Holy Spirit, to rule and reign another awesome Sunday morning. We stop by to say thank you for grace and mercy. Thank you how you sustained us all as we slept in slumber. Oh, we come to bless your name today, Lord God. We come to magnify your name, the name above all name. Hallelujah to the Lamb of God. And we just say thank you, Lord. We come to speak peace in America, Father God. Peace in the nation, Father God. Peace in Memphis, Father God. In the mighty name of Jesus. Lift up Brother Tyree's family to you today, Father God. Comfort that mom right now in the mighty name of Jesus, Father God. Give her peace in the midst of this storm, in the mighty name of Jesus. And we give you the praise, we give you the glory, Father God, because your word says you never leave us nor forsake us, Father God. So I thank you, Father God, for keeping your arms around Tyree's family, Father God, in his tragedy death, Father God. Oh, we come to bless your name today, Lord God. We come to magnify your name today, God. We come to welcome you in our services on today, in our homes on today, in the mighty name of Jesus. We lift up those officers' families to you today as well, Father God. They need a touch from you as well, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus. So we speak peace. We speak your peace that passes all understanding in the midst of this storm, God. We speak your peace right now. And we say thank you. Thank you for waking us up this morning, clothing our right mind to know who we are, who we belong to. We belong to the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. You are bright morning star in a dark situation, and we say thank you. Oh, we may have your way today, God. We come pleading the blood of Jesus over the atmosphere. Drive out every spirit in the atmosphere that's not of the Holy Spirit. And welcome the Holy Spirit and rule and reign in the mighty name of Jesus. Lift up Restoration Foundation Ministry right now, my church, Lord God. I ask you to cover each and every one of the members, Lord God, individually and collectively, Lord God. I thank you for supplying all their needs according to your riches and glory by Christ Jesus, Lord God. Have your way in their lives, Lord God. In the mighty name of Jesus, we lift up the visionary of this line, Father God. Continue to pour back into him as he pour out to your people, Lord God, near and far, Father God. Keep your arms around the Matthew, entire Matthew family, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus. And we give you the praise, we give you the glory, Father God. Oh, we say thank you. Oh, we bless your name today, God. Can't nobody do it like you. Can't nobody do it but you, Father God. And we say thank you. We come pleading the blood of Jesus, Lord God, over this line today, God, to drive out every spirit that's not of the Holy Spirit. And welcome the Holy Spirit to rule and reign, God. Have your way today, God. Oh, we thank you for visiting nursing homes on today all over the land, God. Going from room to room, floor to floor, Father God. Have your way, Lord God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, we just say thank you, Lord. Thank you for reaching her entire family, Father God. Continue to meet their needs, Lord God, according to your riches and glory by Christ Jesus, Father God. In the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, Mother Sydney and her entire family, Father God, cover and keep them in perfect peace, God. Mother Allen and her family, Father God, just cover and keep them right now in the name of Jesus. Oh, we give you the praise, we give you the glory, Father God. We thank you, Father God, that we are the head and not the tail, that we are above and not beneath, that we are more than conquerors, and we say thank you. Oh, we come to bless your name today. We come to continue to look to the hills where cometh our help, Lord God. Our help comes from you. Our strength, our peace, our joy comes from you, and we say thank you. We lift up all our children, grandchildren, great-grandchildren to you today, nieces and nephews, Lord God. We lift them all up to you today, so have your way in their lives today, God. Order their footsteps, lead and direct them in all truth, Father God. Place the right people in their path that will draw them to you, Lord God, by your Holy Spirit, God. And we say thank you. Oh, we plead the blood over our neighborhoods today, over our neighbors today, Lord God. Have your way in our neighborhoods and in our neighbors' homes today, God. Heal and deliver and set free in our neighbors today, God. Oh, we come to bless your name today, Father God. We plead the blood of Jesus over Washington, D.C. today, Father God. Over Biden and Harrison and their families, Father God. We ask you to place the right people in their path, Father God. In the mighty name of Jesus. And we just thank you for peace. Because your words say, my peace I leave with you, my peace I give to you. Not as the world giveth to us, let our hearts not be troubled, neither be afraid. Tyree's family can have peace in the midst of this storm, God. Give them your peace right now, God. Strengthen that mom right now, God. In the mighty name of Jesus. And we just come to bless your name today, God. We plead the blood of Jesus over every penitentiary today, Father God. Oh, we plead the blood over the county jails today, Father God. In the mighty name of Jesus, we speak peace over it right now, Father. And we say thank you, Lord God. Oh, we just say thank you for your peace. Thank you for sound minds today, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, we speak peace in these rallies all over, Lord God. Peace right now in the name of Jesus. We bind up this violence right now in the mighty name of Jesus. And we loosen the Holy Spirit to rule and reign. Hallelujah to the Lamb of God. Silence the violence, Lord God. In the mighty name of Jesus. Let our walls be salvation and our gate be praised today, God. In the mighty name of Jesus, Father. Oh, we just come to bless your name today, Lord God. We say thank you, God. We lift up the homeless all over the land today, Father God. Open up doors for the homeless that can't no man close. Close doors for the homeless that can't no man open. Oh, we thank you, Lord God. Oh, we come to bless your name today, Father God. That no weapon formed against your people shall prosper. Every tongue rise up shall be condemned. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Hallelujah to the Lamb of God. And we say thank you. Because you don't have no nieces, no nephews, no cousins, no uncles. We all your sons and daughters, God. Have your way in our lives today. Order our footsteps. In the mighty name of Jesus. Traveling grace and mercy in the snow, Lord God. Keep us all from accidents today, God. Dispatch our angels all around the vehicles today, God. All up and down the expressways today, God. Cover and keep your children, God. In the mighty name of Jesus. Have your way, Lord God. Have your way because we are absolutely nothing without you. But we can do all things through Christ that strengthen us. So we come to cast our cares upon you in the name of Jesus. Because your shoulder is equipped to carry every burden and every weight. And we say thank you. Oh, we come to bless your name today, God. We come to magnify your name today. We come to love on you today, Lord God. Hallelujah to the Lamb of God. Have your way, Lord God. Fill us with more of you and less of ourselves, God. In the mighty name of Jesus. Because this is the day you have made and we will rejoice. We will say hallelujah. We will say thank you, Jesus, for breakthroughs and not a breakdown. That we're better and not bitter. That we know we're the victor and no longer the victim. Have your way, Lord God. In Jesus' precious, wonderful name I pray. Amen and amen. We love you. We need you. And nothing about you. Have your way, Lord.
Yes, Lord. Have your way, Father God. Have your way, oh, Father God. Have your way up in the lives of your people, Father God. Have your way, Father God. Have your way up in, even up in the thoughts of your people, Father God. Have your way, Father God. When our mind is always stayed upon you, O Father God. Have your way, O Father God, in the lives of your people, O Father God. We decree and declare, Father God, that our minds will always stay upon you in each individual, even through the trials and circumstances that we may go through. We will be unction knit, O Father God, through the dominion and power, oh, Father God, that you have given us, oh, Father God, to stay in peace that surpasses all understanding, that no matter what is going on, that our mind is stayed upon you, oh, Father God. Oh, and we thank you and we honor you. We glorify you, oh, Father God, for all that you have done in the lives of your people, oh, Father God, and all that you're going to do in the lives of your people. Oh, we thank you, oh, Father God. We cannot thank you enough, oh, Father God, for sending your son, Yahshua, our Mashiach, oh, Father God, for down upon Calvary for us and restoring us back, oh, Father God, to our original intent, oh, Father God, that Adam lost in the garden. Oh, Father God, we thank you, oh, Father God, for that process being established, oh, Father God, up in your people's lives, oh, Father God, and that the scales has been removed, oh, Father God, so that we may see, oh, Father God, the things that you have put in front of us to see. We are not blinded anymore, oh, Father God, by the tricks and the ways of this world and of the enemy, oh, Father God. Lord, thank you for giving us the ability, oh, Father God, to see past it. Thank you, Father God, for giving us the ability, oh, Father God, to have a heart of compassion. Thank you, oh, Father God, for giving us, oh, Father God, the love, oh, Father God, that sees not to judge, oh, Father God, but to cast down and deliver those that we come in contact with, oh, Father God, through the past and the problems and the situations that they may go through, oh, Father God, will not hinder them before, oh, Father God, like you have done in the past, oh, Father God. Because of your vessels, oh, Father God, to be established, oh, Father God, to carry your glory and your love here, oh, Father God, in this dispensation, season, and time. Oh, Father God, we thank you, oh, Father God, for what you're doing, oh, Father God, and the great love that you have toward us, oh, Father God. Oh, Father God, we know that you're always with us, oh, Father God. We know that you are always with us because every time we take a breath, oh, Father God, is the breath of life that you have given us. Oh, you say you'll never forsake us nor leave us, oh, Father God, until it's up to you to call us home, not by medical institution and not by the ways of this world. It is by your decree and your voice and your option, and oh, Father God. Oh, Father God, we do not have to die in this dispensation, season, and time and throughout our lifetime because of some type of sickness. Father God, it's only because you called us home. Because we have finished the work that you have called us to do. And you said, well done. So we thank you, O Father God, for establishing that in our lives. We thank you, O Father God, for opening up our eyes to see it like that, Father God, because we understand that you are in all that, O Father God, that we come in contact with, O Father God, and that we understand and see, O Father God. O Father God, thank you, O Father God, for giving us the eyes to see you in all things, O Father God, and not see it as the world see it, to see your kingdom come here upon earth as it is in heaven. Thank you, O Father God, for giving us the weapons of warfare, O Father God, to destroy the things, O Father God, that you have given us to see. May not be for all to see or many to see, but it might be a task, O Father God, that you have given our individual to see. And that the one in ministering angels is ready to carry the prayers that he speak, O Father God, into the atmosphere, O Father God, so that those wounds, O Father God, that you have placed upon his heart, O Father God, will not return back void, O Father God, into the atmosphere that he has spoken into because of the love that you have given that individual that exuberates you here in the earth plane, O Father God. Oh, we thank you for what you're doing, oh, Father God, in the lives of your people, oh, Father God. Oh, we thank you for your armor, oh, Father God. Oh, we thank you, oh, Father God, for releasing us, oh, Father God, and covering your people, oh, Father God, from all ungodly soul ties, oh, Father God. I decree and declare that they be broken now in the mighty name of Yahshua HaMashiach. Oh, we thank you, oh, Father God, for 91st Psalm, oh, Father God, because you say that no weapon formed against us shall prosper. Oh, Father God, no matter what form it may come in, oh, Father God, sometimes it may come in the form, oh, Father God, of friends or family or human beings, oh, Father God, as I would say, oh, Father God. Oh, Father God, let no weapon formed against us prosper, oh, Father God, that is from the fruits of the flesh, oh, Father God, that have established itself, so deep rooted up in our lives. And sometimes that's where we may measure everything from. Oh, but we thank you for your deliverance, oh, Father God, from that in our area, oh, Father God. Oh, we worship you and honor you and praise you, oh, Father God, for your great love that you have for us, or shining the light, O Father God, of the dark areas, O Father God, in our lives, inwardly and outwardly, O Father God, and the atmosphere, O Father God, that we may enter into, O Father God. Oh, we thank you, O Father God, for being present, O Father God, with us, O Father God, and everywhere that we go, knowing that, O Father God, that fear, O Father God, and the things that we may encounter, O Father God, are the things that you may release to us to understand. Initially, it may be fear, O Father God, but there's no fear, O Father God, of what the world is doing, O Father God. But there's fear, O Father God, from disobeying you, O Father God, from the things, O Father God, that you may have shown us to see, O Father God. Let not fear, O Father God, hold us back. Let not the newness, O Father God, of your revelation, O Father God, that you are pouring out throughout the land, O Father God, give that, O Father God, to our arch folk, but knowing that all things were made by you and for you, O Father God. O Father God, we thank you and honor you and glorify you and all that you're doing in this season, O Father God. You're awesome God, O Father God. Your word is alive, O Father God. We thank you for the word coming alive, O Father God, in the areas, O Father God, of your children, O Father God, that need to be resurrected, O Father God. O Father God, thank you, O Father God, for giving us all that is needed, O Father God, in this dispensation season and time. Oh, we thank you, O Father God, for healing us also, Father God, in our physical bodies, O Father God. O Father God, we thank you, O Father God, for your spirit standing tall within us, O Father God, so that all things that may enter our temple, O Father God, may be transformed and turned around, O Father God, for good, O Father God. O Father God, we thank you for establishing that decree within each and every one of us, O Father God, that no weapon, O Father God, formed against us from food, from medicine, and cast an altar, all of the things that you have created. Oh, we thank you for bringing us back from the original intent again that Adam lost, O Father God. Oh, and let us not be prideful or arrogant, O Father God, but let us move in a dispensation of love, the love that you have for us, O Father God. Let us exude that to others, O Father God, that we come in contact, O Father God. Oh, Father God, we thank you, O Father God, for the season that you have us in, O Father God. Oh, we give you thanks for everything, O Father God, up in our lives, O Father God. Oh, because there's no one like you, O Father God. You are the master, O Father God. You are majestic in all your ways, O Father God. There's nothing mysterious about you, O Father God. It may be mysterious, O Father God, because we don't know you, O Father God. But when we come to know you, O Father God, there's nothing mysterious about you, O Father God. And we thank you for that, O Father God, in the mighty name of Yahshua HaMashiach, O Father God, because you are awesome in all your ways, O Father God. O Father God, your word is a lamp unto our feet, O Father God. O Father God, we do not weep bread upon the serpents and the dragon, O Father God, and we claim back everything, O Father God, that the enemy has stolen, O Father God, because of our ignorance, O Father God. And our deception, O Father God, for not knowing, O Father God. Oh, we thank you for your restoration power, O Father God. We thank you, O Father God, again, O Father God, for healing our bodies, O Father God, for healing our mental, O Father God, abilities, O Father God, that you have given us to understand, O Father God, and to see and to go beyond what is being presented to us, O Father God, to see it the way, O Father God, that you, O Father God, established it to be seen, O Father God. Again, Father God, we thank you, O Father God, for your son Christ has made the way, O Father God, because we cannot get to you from some other type of way that the enemy may try to present to us, O Father God. But Jesus, Yahshua HaMashiach, is the truth, the way, and the life. We cannot get to you until we go through him, and he has made that way, O Father God, for us to enter in, O Father God. So if there's any kind of doubt, O Father God, that may rise up in our minds, O Father God, if there's any type of apprehension, O Father God, that may rise up in our mind because the newness of life and the revealed knowledge that you are pouring out upon your people, O Father God. Father God, I ask that you would give them that peace that is needed, O Father God, that it would fall upon good ground and not be snatched by the enemy, O Father God. Are you dispensing weapons of warfare, O Father God, in this dispensation season in time? So I thank you, O Father God, for making us ready, O Father God, to receive those things you are dispensing, O Father God, here upon the earth, to your children, oh, Father God. Oh, Father God, teach us, oh, Father God, to fight the good fight of faith, oh, Father God, in this dispensation season and time, but not doubt and not fail, oh, Father God, but accomplish that which you have set up in our hearts to do, oh, Father God, because of the love that you have dispensed within us to show to others, oh, Father God. Oh, Father God, we thank you. We thank you. We cannot thank you enough for all that you're doing for your people, oh, Father God. Lord, we honor you because you are closing the doors, oh, Father God, that the enemy and that we may have opened to the enemy, oh, Father God, but you are closing those doors, oh, Father God, and opening up the doors, oh, Father God, for us to enter in into that dimension and realm that you desire us to walk in this season, oh, Father God, doing your work and doing your bidding, oh, Father God, and showing your love toward others, oh, Father God, like you have shown to us, oh, Father God. Oh, we honor you and thank you and glorify you, oh, Father God, for keeping us, oh, Father God, in all our ways, oh, Father God. Thank you, oh, Father God, for transcending our thoughts, oh, Father God, transcending everything, oh, Father God, that you have given us to understand, oh, Father God. And if there's not any understanding, we bow before you and place it at your throne and at your feet that you would give us understanding that will glorify you and you alone. Oh, Father God, we thank you, oh, Father God, for renewing our minds, oh, Father God, and establishing the mind of Christ within us. Oh, we thank you and honor you and glorify you, oh, Father God, for what you're doing in this dispensation, season, and time, oh, Father God, for there's none like you, oh, Father God. So we honor you, we glorify you, we magnify you, we worship you, we walk with you, we acknowledge you, we magnify you in all that we do. In the mighty name of Yahshua HaMashiach. Shalom.
of grace for... I need somebody to prophesy with your body language and say, what you say? God is leaning in my direction. Don't prophesy. I said he's leaning. In whose direction?
In my direction.
Come on, you waiting on me to say it. You got to say it. Say it.
He's leaning
in my direction.
In my direction.
Because this is my seed for grace. For favor, yeah. This is my seed. Come on, y'all.
To keep what I have sown.
Will you raise your hand and say, I've got a seed in the ground. Come on, open your mouth and say, I've got a seed in the
Join Prophet Lerone Matthews every Sunday morning at 11:30 a.m. and on Tuesday night at 7:30 p.m. for Facebook Live. Also, you can join Prophet throughout the week with Drive By with the Prophet for a powerful prophetic word from the Lord. You can go to Lerone Matthews on Facebook and Lerone Matthews Ministries and Restoration Foundation Prophetic International Inc. on Facebook Live. We look forward to seeing you on Facebook Live with Dr. Prophet Lerone Matthews. Times are subject to change depending upon the availability of Dr. Prophet Lerone Matthews.
The new book is coming soon. The latest from Dr. Prophet Lerone Matthews.
The Encounter with Wisdom, The Secret of Her.
The Encounter with Wisdom, The Secret of Her.
The new book is coming soon. Written by Dr. Lerone Matthews, Ph.D.
Get ready to have your spirit lifted and your soul rejuvenated.
The Encounter with Wisdom, The Secret of Her. By Dr. Lerone Matthews, Ph.D. Stay tuned for the book release date and information on how to purchase your copy. Coming soon.
Coming soon.
Noise of my day, the depression that steals my voice, the confusion that arrests my life, so I can't even make a choice. Life seems so loud, I've been too proud, so Lord, what do I do? I just need a word from you. Oh, I need a word. Tell me which way to turn. I need a word. Tell me which way I should go. Got bad news, light just darkened my day. My family is in need, and I just can't seem to make a way. Oh, life seems so loud, I've been too proud, but I'm asking you now. Tell me which way to turn. I need a word. Tell me which way I should go. I need a word. Tell me what should I do, Lord. I need a word. me hear your voice. Oh Lord, I know I need a word from you. Hey, I hear you, Lord, I hear you say, stand still and know that you are God. Oh, stand still and believe. I need your word. No weapon formed against me shall be able to prosper. Through the Lord, let me hear your voice. I need a word from you.
for the day to you, and I welcome each and every one of you all to another prophetic experience, teaching time where God's word come alive. Welcoming those that are joining us from different parts of the world. And certainly, we give God all of the honor on this day. I thank God for where the Spirit of the Lord God is, there is truly liberty. Thanking God for liberating us in this season. Many of those who want to be liberated from the world and bring, and coming into the Spirit of the presence of God. Bless the Lord for you, you, and you on this day. Surely you can bless others and share with others to join us on the blog side on this morning. At least what God has for many of us in this season of our life. And I thank God for, thank you, prayer warriors. Thank you, intercessors. And thank you, kingdom leaders that know how to go in and release the word of God through prayer and tap into the realm of the spirit to annihilate the forces of the enemy and take out the kingdom of darkness with your, with the sound in your vocal cords to bless God's people. We bless the Lord for you, you, and you on today. All right. I want to take this time to thank many who has been standing with us, believing God for us, and knowing that his perfect will shall be done in our life. And those who are strong in the kingdom, how many know you need, you really need people in the kingdom of God that knows how to be totally strong these times, who know how to stand in the gap, and who know how to go in and know how to pray and take authority in the spirit realm over demonic principalities and demonic powers. You ever go to a battle, you need to take the right people with you. Amen. And the right people at the right time in your life. When you're dealing with strong forces and strong principalities, because God definitely needs the right people. And position in the kingdom of God. So we bless the Lord for those of you who understand their place. Hallelujah. And thank God for, yeah, what God has given us the power and ability to do as we stand on the word of God and tap into the spiritual realm of God. All right, I'm just believing God on today that we as believers are in position, and this is going to be somewhat of a prophetic day. I'm going to share some things with you, and I really believe that this will make sense to those who are in the body of Christ, who really can feel what is going on right now, what we're watching right now, what we're viewing right now, what is going on around us, in us. It is really time for the prophetic people to rise to the occasion, to tap into what is actually happening right now. And when I say that, we came into this year, God has given us a word from the Lord, and many of the people came into this world. Pray with me if you would. Father God, in the name of Jesus, God, we come before you on today. Father, we thank you for your mighty hand, your mighty power, your mighty presence, your mighty glory. And Father, right now, in the name of Jesus, navigate our mind, our thought, and our will in the right direction. In the mighty name of Jesus, we bind up the hand of the enemy, and we come against every stronghold that will try to deviate us from the purpose, plan, and the mandate of your word. Father, we ask right now in the name of Jesus, you cover the mind of the people, deliver, heal, and set free. Let a fresh wind blow on those who need a wind from you. And Father, we ask right now in the name of Jesus, we overrule in every diabolical spirit and strong man that have been launched against the men and women of God even now in Jesus' name. Saturate our mind, God. Renew and refresh us. Father, we thank you for it right now. We give you praise, glory, and honor for what you're doing in this season. Cover those that are listening in from different parts of the world, Lord Jesus. Let a fresh wind blow on them. Father, we thank you for it, and we give you praise, glory, and honor, and it is so. In Jesus' name, thank God. Amen. Amen and amen. All right, saints of God, I bless the Lord once again for each and every one of you all joining us on today. Please, those who are joining us, you can please share it with it. I believe that this is a word for many of you that are listening in and those that will follow and come back later on and listen in as well. I know that this is a word from the Lord for you, you, and you on today. And when any time I come on, there is an all points bulletin. When I jump on, there's an all points bulletin, whether it's the conference line, whether the blog site, whether Facebook, whether Instagram, YouTube, there's an all points bulletin. And the reason why it's an all points bulletin, because what is getting ready to manifest itself now is going to be alarming for many people who are open to hear what God has for their life. Whether we agree, whether we disagree, whether we see it at the same time, or whether you see it and you don't understand it right now, it will eventually make sense to a senseless world and a senseless generation of people who really don't understand God because of the cataclysmic events that are happening around the world and the cataclysmic events that are happening in different nations. And many people believe that because of what they're seeing, the Spirit of God is not moving, neither is the Spirit of God working. That's the farthest thing from the truth. What I'm going to share with you today is going to be alarming and somewhat disturbing. However, you can Google it in the spirit realm. Ask God to download it in your spirit, and then request an email from him to give you answers to what is going on right now. I don't want anybody to fall for the demonic okey-doke and the juggler in the spirit that have been launched against us for years and centuries and decades. I want you to really understand what God is saying to his people at this very moment, and this very moment in life and in history. Everybody that's prophetic is not speaking the same thing with the prophets. You're going to always have people who are going to cut and paste what you are saying as a prophet, or you're going to have people that's going to watch you so clearly. And when they're watching you so clearly, what they're doing is they're trying to mimic every detail of what God has given you for the world. And when they mimic it, they can only copy and they can only paste and they can only receive so much information concerning what God is doing through you. So therefore, the men and women of God who are here, you have to understand that God will use you mightily in the land. And when it does not appear that he's using you, don't be afraid and don't feel like no one is listening to you or hearing you. God will shall be done. And his perfect will shall be done in every area of your life. Don't be moved when it looks like no one is giving you attention, and go to God crying and weeping that the people don't hear you. They hear you, but they don't want you to know that they're hearing you. So I rise to say there are millions and millions of people that are listening to me and hearing me, but they don't want you to know, and they don't want me to know. But I want you to know, saints of God, the prophetic word from the Lord is being heard by millions and billions of people, but they don't want you to believe the word of God is being heard. But the enemy is a liar, and if you're being moved by your flesh, you will miss exactly the details of what's getting ready to befall the nation right now. And the word of the Lord God gave me, for those who see it on the my Facebook page, the word today is the game of Russian roulette. America is playing the game of Russian roulette. They're playing the game of Russian roulette. Now, I'm saying this because I want to take you to the scripture. I want to take you to the word of God. Now, theologically, oftentimes when I share the word theologically, because most people who operate in ministry based upon their charismatic preaching and their hermeneutics and homiletics and their education, they won't agree with my textual writing or what I teach from, because they like things to be done based upon the text or based upon the theological preaching and the theologian understanding. I'm prophetic, so I can take a scripture or a verse and go inside the encrypted code and pull out the revelation of what it really means. So the revelation that will come from this word will be a word that's been hidden and encrypted based upon those who are scholars or translator of the word of God. Do you know that the Bible is a translation of the word of God? It's not infallible, but it's a translation. So what you read from the Bible is translation. It's not the infallible word of God, but it's a translation of the word of God. That means that those who write this word, they get a revelation or from the spirit realm. And when they get it from the spirit realm, what they do is they change the translation. So there's some information in the word of God is based upon translation, or it's been replaced by its original writing, or what was there in the original writing of the Bible. And so when I share from a scripture, I break down the revelation. I take the word of God from whatever time period it was written in, and I bring it to modern day understanding, because you need to understand the Ancient of Days and where its origin started from and the plan for which it had been prepared for modern day. So if I read the word of God from AD or BC, after Christ or before Christ, what I'm doing is I'm bringing the word of God alive for 2022, 23, 24, 25, and what its meaning is for right now. It's not taken away from its theological point of view. It's not taken away from its event, but it's letting you know, based upon those events in the Bible, it's affecting the people in 2022. It's right now. So what I do is I take the logos and bring it into the kairos of God, because what God does, everything in the Bible that we read, or most of what we read, is already written. It's written in the word of God. And if it's written in the word of God, it's what we call theology theology. And so we get the logos. There it is, the logos. The logo is the written. The kairos now is a right now word. The right now word will usually bear witness to what? It bears witness to the logos. Now, there's certain things that God will reveal by a revelation. He will reveal a revelation through the word of God. And you will understand that through the word of God, there are things that are encrypted in the word. So if you want to understand the word of God in Old Testament have 39 books. Now, there are many other books in the Bible that are not in here. So you have 66 books of the Bible, 66 books. And out of these 66 books, we have detail. Theology has 39 books of the Bible. Christology, which is gospel, the life of Jesus, has 4 books. Then anything after Acts is what we call pneumatology. That consists of 27 books, or really 26 books, and then anything in Revelation is called eschatology, end time, end of the era, end of a dispensation, end of a moment, but it's revealing through it. So of the 66 books, 39 of them, which is called theology, deals with what Jesus took on or fulfilled through him. Because judgment was already rendered from God. We were already judged. We needed an advocate or a mediator that will have to come down through 40 and 2 generations. And how do he come down through 40 and 2 generations to understand it? So all 39 books of the Old Testament that is concealed will be revealed through Jesus, or Yeshua HaMashiach. The Latin word is Jesus. It will be revealed through him. And then after he makes his exit and he exits out of here, he then releases to us what? Fulfilled. We are fulfilled through the word of God. We are to fulfill the word of God. What was concealed, it was revealed to him. Then we are to fulfill what was actually concealed. It was concealed, and we have to fulfill. We can reveal only what Jesus gave us or Yeshua gave us, because you have to tap into the present of what he left for us. Greater works will he leave than I. And many people in the body of believers cannot reveal what was concealed, because they don't have that level of understanding because of systematic theology, or being controlled or deceived from different platforms and arenas. So when God raises up a prophetic voice for a nation, he raises up one that will be able to reveal the mysterious of God. The mysterious of God is a very powerful thing for many believers to operate in the mysterious of God. You have to operate from this level. Now, listen to this. Please share with others that they will be blessed and that they will receive on today the word of the Lord God. God bless many of those who are following us from different parts of the world. Bless you on today. Thank you for joining us. Bless you on today. Thank you for connecting with us on this day. We blessing the Lord for your ministry joining us. And surely, I'm telling you, you want to share this on today. We blessing those that are in Sierra Leone, those that are in West Africa, Ghana. Thank you in South Africa. We thank you for those in parts of the United States. We thank you for those in France and in the Ivory Coast. We thank God for you, and you on today as well. I'm telling you, this is going to bless many of God's people. To really understand what is being said, what is being done. And when you understand what is being done, God is revealing to us all we need. And especially many of you who are prophetic people, because many of you who are prophetic people, you are, the word of God is being revealed to you so that you won't be fooled by the spirit of deception. Because there's a strong spirit of deception being launched right now in the land to deviate the people from hearing and truly understanding what is going on in the world and what's happening right before our eyes, because there's some things happening right before our eyes, right in the midst of our eyes, right before the very eyes of God's people. It's being revealed right before your eyes. And I don't want no one to miss what God is saying to you in this revealing time, because the body of Christ really need to understand what's before us, or what's been given to us, what's been told to us in this season of our life. Because I'm revealing many things to you all so you can understand what's happening. And when I say this, for many of us, you are at a place in your relationship with God that God is dealing with so many people around the world from the perspective of vision and dreams and numerology, numbers, that God is revealing so many numbers to us right now. Some of you wake up and you watch your clock. Your clock says something. Your watch says a certain time. And right now, if you are prophetic in your walk with the Lord. Now, when I say prophetic, that doesn't take away from anybody in the fivefold ministry, because the fivefold ministry is consistent of office of the fivefold ministry, but it's all prophetic. They all flow in the prophetic. Apostle, the prophet, the evangelist, the pastor, the teacher, they all are part of the gifting, but they just have that separate offices. So God is strongly revealing to us. But in a strong revealing to many of you right now, you are being totally distracted in your mind. You're being totally distracted in your thoughts. You're being totally confused by what you're hearing. You're being misled with your thoughts, because some of you are trying to outthink God. So you're being misled by your thoughts. The enemy is creating illusion. The word of God says he will turn people over to a strong delusion. They will rather believe a lie than the truth. So you have to know everything that is happening right now is that the enemy is behind it. And can I say this for some of you right now? Everybody that called you about mess is messing up your message. Let me say that one more time. Everybody that's calling you about mess, it's messing up the message in you. All of the people who are calling you about mess, when you, especially those who are fasting, and they call you and say, well, I need you to know. I want you to understand what's going on. And they're calling you about mess. And you will focus on God, it's going to mess up your message. It's going to deviate you from the plan of God. Immediately, what most of you are going to do is you're going to start going into the spirit realm. You're going to start going in, trying to bind up the devil. It ain't the devil. It's people who are bringing you mess to mess up your message. Because I'm telling you, saints of God, if I be Prophet Lerone Matthews, what's getting ready to happen in the month of March, April, and May will be alarming to many of you. What's getting ready to happen? Because I told many of you, you're going to exit out of this, out of 2022, into chaotic. There's a chaotic spirit in the land. It's chaotic, and it's chaotic to the highest degree, because what's happening is the enemies of God are waging war against the people of God, and they're trying to fool you into believing God is not moving on our behalf and for us today. So be very careful who have your ear in a time when God have your heart. My God, be very careful who gets your ear when God has your heart right now. You're the heartbeat of your shaman, they say, the heart of God right now. And you can't let everybody have your ear right now, because your flesh will deceive your power. Romance, shall be also. The flesh will deceive your power. And the enemy is trying to do everything against the flesh of God's people right now. Russian roulette. Some people are playing, the enemy is playing Russian roulette with God's people. He's playing Russian roulette with the people of God. And you have to be very careful of the Namosi, Shadarabasi, the spirit right now. You got to be very careful right now that you don't get caught up in this spirit that is being plagiarized by mainstream media, by the world, and by the issue of the world. Because we came into 2022. What you're watching is what goes around actually comes around. What you're watching is what goes around is coming around. What the enemy have done to us and the thing that game that they have played against the people of God, you're watching it's coming back around. And God, the Spirit of the Lord God, is releasing and revealing to us. So in his releasing, in his revealing, don't be fooled by the deception of what the enemy is trying to do. Because the mysteries of the kingdom is coming alive. We already explained to you, if many of you go back to some of the teaching on my blog and some of the teaching on the Facebook, you'll find that what I've shared with you coming into 2022 to 2023 are on target. They're target. They're the target of God. Anything that's a target of God that he's revealing, you are target to those things. The enemy targets you because he doesn't want you to, he doesn't want nothing to be revealed to you. And he don't want you to understand all of the details of what's going on. Now go ahead and somebody share with them and share with others, especially those who operate in the fivefold ministry gift. You really need to receive this. You really need to connect with this so that you won't feel like your mental health is being played on or your thoughts are being played on. No, God is revealing to you. He is showing you. He is showing you all of the details of what's happening in the world. All right? Let's go over to 2 Chronicles 20, and I want to deal with 20 and 15, and then let's go to 15 all the way down to 17, and then I want us to go to 20 and 20, and I won't tarry long today. Amen. 2 Chronicles 20 and amen. Let me make sure I want. Amen. Let's do 20 and 20 and 15. And he said, "Hearken ye all of Judah, and hearken ye all Judah, and ye inhabitants of Jerusalem, and thou King Jehoshaphat, and thus saith the Lord unto you, be not afraid nor dismayed by reason of this great multitude, for this battle is not yours, but this battle is what? God. This battle is God. What we're faced with right now is a cataclysmic showdown in the earth realm. It's immorality against morality. It's game over the game changer. God has already put things in place. We have to know it's religion over righteousness. It's spirit over rituals in the land right now. And many people who have given open doors and believe that they're talking to God is speaking to them, you have to know right now that God is speaking to you exactly to the detail. It's very easy right now for many people who have been with God many people right now who have been with God navigate in this direction because of the disparity in the world. There are so many people who are requesting gifted people in the kingdom to give them answer because of their gift. But if your character is not aligned with the anointing of God, your gift is going to take you where your character can't keep you. And those who want a word from you, they're pulling on you, and they're using your gift and causing pride to rise up. And the enemy will deceive you and wound you. He's trying to wound the gifted people right now to making choices and decisions out of the covering of God. And that's how the enemy is deceiving so many people at this very moment, because what they're trying to do, they're trying to enter into certain realms, not mature enough to know the cost of those demonic powers that are housing those areas, and they're attacking them, driving them out. See, if the enemy cannot stop you, he'll push you out there. He'll push you into areas of your life, and he'll leave you out there, and he will destroy you or leave you wounded and scarred. You don't want to be scarred right now in this season, so you will be able to know what's going on in the kingdom of God. The body of Christ and the believers have to really be in a place in God where you cannot be misled by what you're hearing, so you can mislead people in the natural. The blood is on the hand of many of us if we mislead God's people with the illusion and delusion of what we think we heard and we didn't hear from the kingdom of God. Let me read on down. Amen. He said, this battle is not yours. What you're dealing with right now, the battle is not yours. You are being used as a vessel for the kingdom of God to prove to the world that in you lies the power to receive what God has for you. You have the power to receive it. The hardest thing in the world is to jump on social media. Now listen to this, people of God. Jump on social media and introduce to the world that you're getting ready to get married and you found your mate. And immediately after you share with the world, you found a mate, or you went into the world, you're in a ministry. And then a week later, you find out the truth about the person you told the world is your mate. You told the world this is where you at. And you find out what's really going on. And once you find out, you don't want to go back to the people that you told that God said it. And the reason why is you embarrassed. Don't embarrass yourself opening your mouth too soon and not finding out the truth about what's going on. We have a lot of people that are speaking too soon about stuff you ain't received yet. The hardest thing to do is to say you discerning when really you suspicious. The hardest thing to do is to jump out there and sell the world a genre of stuff, and you find out you didn't get the total details of what's happening. That's why when I present a case to the world, I study that word. I get out into the details of it. So when I come on the platform, the stages in the arena, I have the details of what God is revealing to me. And then you have to be careful of those who come behind you and say the opposite when you know God gave it to you, because you're looking at the details. You say, well, I'm a guess. Don't guess. You have to know what you know, because once your name is out there, once your ministry is out there, then the people are looking at you. They're not looking at your ministry staff or your leadership. They're looking at you to be the navigator. Because there are people that are sent in to incite events in your church, to cause confusion, to give you what they assume or assumption. You better know the kingdom of God right now. Let me read on down. Verse 16, he said, tomorrow go ye down against them, and behold, they come up by the cliff of Dead, and ye shall find them at the what? End of the brook. before the wilderness of Jeruel, and ye shall not need to fight in this battle. Set yourself, stand still, and see the salvation of the Lord, which you, O Judah and Jerusalem, fear not. Be not dismayed. Tomorrow go out against them, for the Lord will be with you. Now, he tells them, prepare to go out against your enemy. But he didn't tell them what they will use. Some of us, God is preparing us to go up against our enemy. He didn't tell you what you're going to use against them. See, what we're trying to do, we're trying to find what we're going to use against the enemy for the kingdom of God. That's not up to you. When you are on, when God is preparing to use you, he don't tell you what he's going to use to use you. See, many of us, when God get ready to bless us, it ain't none of our business. So stop telling people what God is going to do for you. Keep it silent until God work the details out. So he didn't tell them what they were going to use. He told them, I'm going to defeat your enemy. And when God is going to defeat your enemy, he's going to give you what you need to destroy that player. If you're going to defeat his enemy, he's going to give you what you need to destroy that player. And he's going to give it to you based upon where you are at in him and your relationship to him. Amen. Verse number, let's move down to, verse 18. And Joash bowed his head with his face to the ground, and all of Judah and the inhabitants of Judah fell before the Lord, worshiping the Lord. And the Levites of the children of the Korahites and of the children of the Korahites stood up to praise the Lord, God of Israel, with a loud voice on high. Now, verse number 20, and we're going to have some church, and I'm out of here. And they rose early in the morning and went forth into the wilderness of Tekoa. And they went forth, and Jehoshaphat stood and said, hear me, O Judah, and ye inhabitants of Jerusalem, believe in the Lord your God, and so shall ye be established. Believe in his prophets, and so shall you prosper. You have to be established so he can prosper you. He would establish you to prosper you. Now, this is for many people in this year, sound is important. Frequency is important. Rhythm is important. Hearing from God is important. The acoustic is important. The soundtrack is important. In you, your rhythm in your body is important. He who controls your hearing controls your future. If you let a man put mess in your ear, you will mess up the message from God that's in your life. Stop allowing people to have access to the gold mine in you. If you do, they'll mess up your spiritual combination to the vault of the mysteries of the kingdom of God. Some of you are carrying the vault of the mysteries of the kingdom of God that will change the world as it stands. That's why what you're watching today and what you're hearing in the world is America is playing Russian roulette. And many people in the church world is playing Russian roulette with them. You have to know what you know about God. We got people who are in these gifted are playing Russian roulette with your life. This is a month. February, March, and April, and May are the months of the prophetic, of the pathetic prophetic. Let me tell you why. In this month, please share this with everybody. These February, March, and April, and May, you're going to have people who are looking for the word, so they call prophetic junkies. And then you have men and women who operate in the prophetic, but they're proper tearing. Because this is the time that many people get tax money back. And they're having all of these revivals so that they can tax money and prophesy and take your money. Stop allowing this game to be played. I'm prophesying to somebody. Some of you gonna get some, a lot of my colleagues and people gonna get upset with me. I don't care, because I'm tired of people playing Russian roulette with God's people, and I'm tired of you all playing games with these people because you want a word from the Lord when you are, when the enemy has came inside you and decoded you with all of this knowledge in you. And then I come as a prophet to go inside and open you up to the realm. Some of you people, you got to be careful who you get connected to, divine connection, who you get connected to and say, thus says the Lord, or who connected to your life. Because what they'll do, they'll mess up your entrance as it relates to your relationship with God. I know I'm preaching the word here. So he tells them, now, verse 21, and when he had consulted with the people, he appointed singers unto the Lord, and that should praise the beauty of holiness, as they went before the army and say, praise the Lord, for the mercy endured forever. Now, listen to this. I'm only going to give you a little detail. Now, we're watching. How many people been seeing the number 555, 555, or other numbers? You've been seeing numbers. God's been dealing you with numbers. He's been dealing you with prophetic numbers. He's been revealing to you with prophetic numbers and sequences of numbers. He's been telling the world. Now, many people know this issue that's going on in Tennessee, Memphis, and the issue that happened in Atlanta, Georgia. You really have to understand what this is all about. You have to understand what happened with the Koreans over in January in California. Then you have to know what's transpired around the world. Now, so many of you, God is revealing to you prophetic numbers. You don't really understand what they're about. God is even showing people certain dreams of war in America. He's showing you major events in the world. He is showing you like death. He's revealing to us so many things that are going on now. We're trying to figure what's happening or figure out what's going on. And some dreams are creating fear in our life. Some of the things that are going on, we don't want to discuss it with people because they will say you're either crazy or you don't know what you're talking about. Then there's something that God is revealing to you at this time. It's literally making you second guess yourself. Let me read on down. Now, the battle that we're dealing with, this is not yours. This battle is God fighting our enemies at this time, or allowing our enemies to destroy themselves. Let me read on down. Now, verse number 21, and when he had consulted with the people, he appointed singers to who? God. The worshipers were appointed to God, unto the Lord, and that should praise the beauty of holiness, as they went before the army to say, praise the Lord, for his mercy endures. And when they began to sing and praise, the Lord set ambushment against the children of Ammon, Moab, and Mount Seir, which will come up against praise. Judah and were smitten. For the children of Ammon and Moab stood up against the inhabitants of Mount Seir, utterly to slay and destroy them. And when they had made an end of the inhabitants of Seir, everyone have helped destroy what? Another. And when Judah came towards to watch the tower in the wilderness, they looked unto the multitude, and behold, there were dead bodies fallen on the earth. And none. And when Jehoshaphat and his people came to take away, and when Jehoshaphat and his people came to take away the spoils of them, they found among them abundance. Why? Because God in this season is getting ready to give us the enemy spoils. Now, what are we watching? We're watching the enemy use our own against each other. We're watching the enemy use our own. They already told the world. Now, the same day, what was going on in Congress with all that cataclysmic event is the same day in Tennessee, which the event happened with the five police officers beating the young man. And they called this squad the Scorpion Squad. It's a scorpion, poison squad. Now, I want people to understand, at that time, events were going on where? They were going on in California with the Asian community. All of this was happening. Congress was chaotic. They didn't know what to do on the United States Congress floor. Chaotic in California. That event happened at that time. Then they finally rendered a decision. Now, to be honest, any other department, they'd be still investigating what's going on. But nonetheless, you know, when it comes to us, rules change, and then we get behind their rules. Let me share something with you. Now, if you look at the statistics in the land, listen to this. 55 years ago in Memphis, Tennessee, April the 4th, 1968, we had Dr. King was assassinated in the city of Memphis. That's 55 years ago, April 4th. Now, listen to this, saints of God. I broke some codes down so you can understand what's going on. Now, the mainstream media told the world, and matter of fact, let me take you to Atlanta, because chaos hit downtown Atlanta. It was the same thing in downtown Atlanta. So what you had is a chaotic event, all of them in different places. Now, listen to what I'm sharing with you. If I break April 4th down, 1968 down, in numbers, if I take each number, the fourth month, four, the fourth day, four, 1968, and break numbers down, I get 24. So I get 23. So year 2023. Listen to this. Now, I'm taking you so you can understand the details of events, of what's going on right now. And when you listen, you will know all that is happening prophetically in the land, so that what we're watching is a game of Russian roulette to change. Now, I'm only giving you little detail because the special unit was called the Scorpion Unit, poison. When you look at the word scorpion, you have to look at poison. Now, all of these things happen during their time. Now, you're watching what was once done against the former president. Look at what's happening now against the president now. What was going around is now coming back around. We're watching a repeat. But here's what the mainstream media told. They told Memphis and they told the people in Atlanta. You know that they mentioned two states. We're telling the people, stay calm. Now look at this. Look at the power from that period to Atlanta, this period. They're using two hubs of cities that are dominated by black mayors and a majority of black people. They're trying to incite events to divide us in a time where we're getting ready to prosper. And then they're using us against us. It's called house people and seal people to cause confusion for a movement. You don't want right now to play Russian roulette right here in a time where the presence is moving in the earth realm. Something is getting ready to happen in the United States of America. Now, we know, many of you don't know, that the war that's going on in these countries right now concerning Russia and Ukraine, you know they sent 1 million Ukrainians right here to the United States. And in those areas, what was once called hotspot, they're officially taking over those areas. If you look at Chicago on where Henry Horner used to be, you see it's called Ukrainian Village now. Those areas. Let me share this with you. The plan of God is not to be the believers to be fooled by what's going on and divide us. It's not time to be divided by the devices of the enemy, because there are so much spoil getting ready to be released to the people of God in this dispensation of time that we are to inherit it. It's ours. That is why the enemy right now are destroying each other, but they want us to turn and take out each other. And they're inciting these events because of what's getting ready to happen in the month of March, April, and May. Brace yourself, America and the world, because there is getting ready to be a collapse and a collide that's coming, and it's been really settled or subtile. You can't hear it, but you feel something is coming. And those who are prophetic in their insight, you're not missing it at this time. You're prophetic in your insight of what you're seeing and what's getting ready to happen in the earth realm. Keep your eyes focused on God. What's getting ready to be released is getting ready to be cataclysmic in all areas, in all detail. I told the world, this is the time where after 50 years, the United States government has to release secret information that's being held up, document. It's freedom of information of all that happened in the 60s, the 70s, the 40s, of what's been held. Sacred information. It's available. And when people read these documents, oh, we're in trouble. Because what you're watching is a document being released of what's getting ready to cause the showdown in the land. The enemy, I'm telling you, the enemy and the people know what's going on. The enemy and the people reveal what's going on. You don't want to be asleep at a time when things are coming to pass and things are getting ready to happen. We're already watching a quiet collapse in the land. That's why they're throwing the people off. And that's why the church world is full of religious genre and secret society people who are in position who can't tell on each other because they made a covenant. When you understand what is going on right now, you're watching a Russian roulette. Now, let me tell you something. Listen to this. The word Russian roulette is a legal game of a chance in which a player plays a single round in a revolver and spin the cylinder and place the muzzle against a person and pull the trigger in the land. We got many people. We in a time of a Russian roulette where this gun is getting ready to go off. And the people must understand what's happening now. You have to know what's happening now. There's a sound in the land that the enemy is totally confused. So they're trying to do everything in their power to stop what is going on. You watch the Pope Benedict leave. You watch Queen Elizabeth in her farewell address. You viewed third world country, what we call third world country. You're watching everything change around them. And it's changing for the betterment of the people of God who totally trust God. You don't need to fight this battle. This battle is not yours. This one is the Lord, and he's warning the people. Brace yourself. If you say, stay saved. If you're not saved, get saved. If you're playing Russian roulette, you better put the gun down because you don't know when the bullet is going to go off. It's time now to rise to the occasion. It's time to align yourself with the right connection in this season. It's time to know who you are. It's time to understand all of these books. Queen Elizabeth Grandson releasing a book. It's a battle because people don't want to know the truth. The Vatican, they have Pope Benedict, the information in the books. All of what's been happening, those are ready. There are so many things that are happening right now that is getting ready to reveal. I'm telling you, it's happening. Now, for many people to know what's getting ready to manifest itself in the land. So what they're doing is they're trying to move us, many of us, out of our position, thanks to God. They're trying to fool you into not knowing what belongs to you right now, what's getting ready to be released right now in the land. And people of God, the enemy is trying to play Russian roulette with the mind of God's people. And America is playing Russian roulette. And don't get caught up in what they're trying to do to you at this time. Don't be moved or shift. Now, when you look at 160 years ago, you'll find out that 160 years ago, They signed the Emancipation Proclamation, but it would not solidify until June 19th of that year. All of what's going on is prophetic in its total presentation. And you're watching the enemy don't want those who are in the plan of God to know the details of what's being released to the people of God. They don't want you to tap in to what belongs to you or what you're supposed to inherit now in the land. That's why the prophets are restless. That's why the warfare is huge. That's why the enemy is creating illusions. And some people, God turned them over to a strong delusion. They will rather believe a lie than the truth. They will rather follow the lie than the truth, because when the truth is prevailed, they have to make a decision of the way they will respond and acting and performing under these ancient spirits and people and deities that were not of God. You all have to understand what is coming and what is transpiring right now. Everything is spiraling out of control. There's a ceiling in the United States Congress. There has been a ceiling. When you hear the word ceiling, why? It means we are in utter debt. The debt ceiling is at the highest level there ever been. There is something here, and something is about to explode. And you need to be informed about what's going on and what's being revealed. Saints of God, God again is upon his people, but he don't want you to be ignorant concerning the devices, the plan of the enemy right now. They don't want you to be fooled by that. You don't want to be fooled by what the enemy is doing at this moment. It's bigger than you, far greater than your imagination. And you need to know what's getting ready to manifest itself. The spoils are on their way home. And you don't want to be spoiled playing Russian roulette with the demonic principalities and power. You want to be in place and in position as believers. And God's people are about to rise to the occasion. And those who are the origin of God, they already in place and in position. The enemy is moving while the presence of God is delivering. So many people are trying to come out of these traps that have been set for them. You have to know what God is saying to you for your life at this moment, man of God, woman of God, and people of God at this time. Greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. Don't play Russian roulette right now. You have to know who your connection are. You have to know where you're, what's going on at this time. I'm telling you, you got to be very careful of what's happening, because the enemy is playing a game, and he's playing games with many leaders who have went along with the game in the world. Stay in that place, saints of God. Hold on to God's unchanging hand. Some of you who were faithful during the pandemic and what we call the virus, you're going to be blessed in this season because you're going to go viral. Some of you who understood what I was sharing in 2018, 2017. Now you're seeing it manifest itself at this very moment. Everything is coming out Nothing is being hid. Our enemies are telling on each other. Our enemies are revealing everything about what's going on. That's why you're watching what's happening in the earth realm and in the land. Amen. Stay in that place of the Lord. Don't be shaken or shifted by all the waves of what you're seeing. Stay in that place of God. Men and women of God, you have to stay strong in his hand, and you have to stay fervent in his power. Be very careful of this spirit that is being launched against so many of God's people. What look real, or what look like it's real, you better be careful. It's an illusion. And some of you who have been connected with the ministry and been following us, you're watching it and seeing it. So because you're restless, it's restless because you're tapping into the plan for which God has you to be in and the position for which he has for your life. Your sound is changing. Your frequency is changing. Your outcome is changing. The way you look at it is changing because it's all happening right now in the land. It's coming to pass quickly and swiftly for many of us. You just have to stay in that place and that connection with the Lord right now. Stay in that place with the Lord. Don't be moved. Stay in that place with God. He's already showing us as believers what we need to see right now in the land. Amen. Russian roulette in the land. And you must stay strong in God. Saints, I'm telling you, stay strong in the Lord. Stay strong in God. Because I'm telling you, a lot of stuff we're seeing is a giant game. And there's going to be more I'm going to be revealing and sharing with you all as believers. We're watching the spoil being released. The sound in the land that we're watching is a sound of Russian roulette. And if you don't have the fullness of God bodily, you're going to be full of the enemy. And he's going to fool a lot of people. Strong men and women of God, stay focused on the things of God. Stay in that place of God. And let his will be done in your life. That it will be done in your life. Don't waver, because you got a lot of people wavering, being tossed and turned, wavering. Don't waver right now. Stay in the hand of God. Stay in that place. Stay in that place, say, and watch God move. If it looks like it's not in alignment with the Lord, it may not be in alignment with the Lord. And it's okay if you missed it. Just don't miss it now in the hour that we're in. Stay strong, strongly rooted and grounded in the things of God for your life right now. Stay in that place. Too many people have given the enemy an occasion, and you don't want the enemy to have an occasion over your life right now. Amen. All right. We bless the Lord. Father, we thank you and we honor you today, and we give you praise, glory, and honor for the word of God, for these people and the men and women of God. Because your word said in 2 Chronicles 7:14, that if my people, which are called by my name, will humble themselves and pray and seek your face and turn from their wicked ways, then they will hear from heaven. You will forgive their sin and heal their land. Father, we lift up our fellow laborers in the kingdom. And these are your people, in Jesus' name, amen. All right, thanks to God. Don't forget to join us today at 231 East 146th Street in Harvey, Illinois. There will be a word from the Lord. We have a great mother of Zion that will be there. You can go to my Facebook page and see that. She will be ministering a powerful word from the Lord for you. So if you're in the area, join Restoration Foundation Prophetic International Ministry for a powerful word from the Lord. Thank God for our great mother of Zion, Mother Ellen Allen, the wife of the late Bishop Rance Allen. She'll be ministering for us. Please share it on your page. people of God. I'm telling you, thank to God. There is, I'm talking about, you're going to be hearing some stuff in the weeks to come, in the days to come. All right, I'm going to give you opportunity to be a blessing. Those of you who haven't had a chance to sow first fruit, I want to give you opportunity to do that. Men and women of God, thank you all for those who prayed for us during this time of the loss of my nephew and our family. We appreciate your prayers and your support. I greatly say from my heart to your heart, on behalf of our entire family, we thank you for your prayers and your support. All right, those of you who are going to be a blessing, if you're sowing your tithes and offering your covenant partner, please be a blessing right now. We want to give you opportunity to do that. Those who said, Pastor Matthew, I want to sow in Jubilee Seed, please do that right now. I need as many people, I mean exactly right now, I need 10 people to say, Prophet Matthew, I'm going to step out and sow this seed today. I'm going to step out and be a partner with you. Now, those 10 people, I want you to step out on this and say, I'm sowing a $100 seed to the ministry. Amen. There's a goal that I want to reach today. I need 10 of you, of all of you who are joining us, to say, I'm stepping out, Prophet Matthew, to sow the seed today. Would you do that right now. I pray to those of you who are sowing, those who are partnered with us, and virtual members, please sow as well, too. We appreciate you in helping us meet this goal that we have today in the name of the Lord. I appreciate you. I thank God for you. Don't forget the Encounter with Wisdom, The Secret of Earth, coming out. I want you to all have that book as well. And don't forget the book, Love, the Unfinished Chapter, which is an awesome book that will be coming out. That's already out, but it's going to be transitioned into a play real soon. You want to be blessed by that. All right, partners and friends, those who are listening to me of the blog site, we bless you on today. We thank God for you. Follow those instructions on the bottom right there, right now. Those of you, bless those who are in England, those who are listening in other parts of the world. We bless you all on today. Thank you for being with us on today. Share this with many people so that they will be blessed by what is happening at this very moment. The Russian roulette game has begun, and you don't want to be at the place where the trigger is messing with your mind. You want to be in a place, you want to be in a place in God right now as a believer. The things that are happening in these next 90 days, I share with many of you what is transpiring and what is coming in the land and in the city. Amen. Sister Nicole McLeod, bless you on today from England over there. I've been praying for you and your family there, and you're on the cutting edge of some things that's getting ready to work in your favor and some things that the Lord has for your life. I want you to write this down. I'm seeing something in the next 72 hours that God is doing for your husband. There's some things that have been, it's really been a battle. It's really been a battle. It's really been a warfare. God has said, I'm settling his spirit, and I'm settling some things around you so you will all see the manifestation of what he's going to reveal to you. I know there's been some disappointments and some things that you had to deal with, but continue to stay steadfast. What has been held up, I'm sensing the paperwork, some things that relate to some paperwork and some things. God is working those things out for you, a woman of God, for your family. Just stay strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. All right. Amen. Glory to God. Just stay in that place and let his will be done for you. Stay in that place and watch God move for you in those areas. What looked long will not be long range. It's just the enemy is pulling and turning. All right. Tyra Uggle, this is a word for you. While I was ministering on here, God was really ministering to me concerning you. I want you to understand, because you have been following us here, your life has been transformed. I'm looking at a transformation, and it's literally like I'm seeing God is revealing some things to you and showing you some things in your own life. I'm even looking at something like third generation of things that's been going on in your life. Third generation. Many things that you're seeing right now have nothing to do with you personally. Those are generational things that are coming back. I mean, seeing something on the mother's side, mother's side. Stay strong in God and let God's will be done. Don't be frustrated by what you don't understand. God is revealing things to you, and he's personally opening up things for your life right now that you will see. And I'm talking about in the next several weeks, he's going to be revealing some things to you. Now, I don't know what you've been seeking the Lord for, something you need God to do this week. I'm looking at something like the next 48 hours. The Holy Spirit dropped that in me. God is going to work those things out for you. Don't be shifted. Stay in that place of God. You're going to see his mighty hand work for you. Amen. Amen. So you stay in that place in the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Woman of God, this is a word for you, Sister Alexis. Sister Alexis Shaw. This is a word for you. I'm looking at literally a list. It's a list. But on your priority list, thank you, Holy Ghost, you have a priority list. And I want you to think about this when I share this with you. If you ever notice, thank you, Holy Spirit, when God revealed, give you a prophetic word, and you have those things written, the top things on your list, the enemy attack you in those areas. He's been attacking you in the list of things that God want to do. So the things that I prophetically share with you, it looks like on that list, he comes after you in those areas. So what you're doing is the enemy is trying to have you to second guess the prophetic word because of choices. The Lord said, in this decision, woman of God, you must truly, truly trust God and bring you under your flesh under subjection, because there's some things that the enemy is like one of them. I see one of the things on the list. You're trying to figure out, how did you get here? And it's been bothering you. It's been hitting you. And it's been you've really been disturbed about it. I'm looking at you've been really disturbed about it. And in this disturbance about it, you're trying to figure out what should you do, because you told the Lord something in 2018. I'm looking at 2018. Actually, it looked like 17, 18. You had told the Lord about it, and it looked so good. And when you see where it's at, you're frustrated right now. You're tossing and twirling. And thank you, Spirit of God, my Lord. The Lord is saying, this one, it looks like you're going to have to ease your way out of it. You got to slowly ease your way out of it, because you didn't realize that it was doing what it's been doing to you, and it's changing you. Stay in that place of the Lord. God heard you. I don't know what this Saturday was all about. It was a Saturday. I don't know if it was this Saturday. It seemed like I said a day. It was a Saturday. And I'm looking at somewhere in the 8 or 9 o'clock hour, you put some things before the Lord, and you didn't know what it was all about. And you was trying to figure this thing out. And the enemy was really twirling your mind. But I'm telling you, hold on to God. Because you always say, Lord, when everything don't work out, I still have you. He is still there for you. Stay in that place of God. And watch it move on your life. Amen. Bless you all today, woman of God. I even speak strength on you and strength on your purpose and strength on the plan that God has for you on this day. Amen. Hallelujah to the Lamb of God. Stay in that place and watch on the power of God move. All right. I'm done for now. Bless the Lord for you. Stay in the vain people of God. Stay strong in God. Continue to allow his will to be done. He's your will in the middle of the wheel. Don't allow what you're seeing to play Russian roulette on you, in your life, in your purpose, in the things of God. Stay steadfast, unremovable. You must stay steadfast, unremovable in those things. All right, those who are sowing that seed, please do that today. We appreciate you. Thank you, those who are joining us in Virginia. Please register for the Love Empowerment Conference. We're heading that away to Virginia for the Love Empowerment Conference, February the 17th and 18th. We will be there. We want you to join us there with our sons and daughters of Restoration Truth Ministry. We will be in the building and in the place. We want to see you there, and we want to see you in the conference, 18th through the 19th. We want to see you in the conference there. Well, 18th and 19th, thank you, Administrator. We want to see you. So register for the Love Empowerment Conference. It's going to be very powerful. Now, I'm looking to see you all for this conference there. All right, those who are planning to go on a trip with us to the Egypt-Israel trip, all you have to do is go to the church page. Go to the page where it's at. Go down. There's an email. There's a website. Go to the website. It'll give you all the details to prepare yourself for that. Church celebration 20 years. That will be March 31st through April the 2nd. March 31st through the April the 2nd. We want to see you in the city of Harvey, Illinois. 20 years. It'll be 20 years. We want to see you there for our church celebration. Restoration Foundation, Prophetic International Ministry. Thank you, God. Thank you for allowing me this opportunity to connect with you, to pastor you, to be your friend in the things of the kingdom of God. It is our heart's desire that you continue to press in under the pressure of the world. All right, be blessed on today. Have a phenomenal day in the Lord. Go on in strength. We'll talk to you soon. And shalom in your court is my prayer for you on today. God bless you.
So amazing, so amazing. Your love for us is overwhelming. How awesome is our God? So amazing, so amazing.
can't go back to the beginning. Can't control what tomorrow will bring. But I know him in the middle. It's the place where you